The Public Service District in Pocahontas County is taking another look at a piece of ground they're considering as a site for this Lady Fork Regional Sewer Plant. The site is owned by the State Rail Authority and located at the confluence of Big Springs Fork and Old Field Fork of the Elk River.
There are several concerns with this property and an adjacent site which need to be investigated to determine whether either one is suitable for the treatment plant. These issues include whether the site is in the 100-year floodplain, whether the site is in karst terrain, and whether the treatment plant can be designed to fit on the site.
That's board member Mark Smith at Tuesday night's PSD meeting. He goes on to say that answering those questions will require a floodplain analysis, on-site drilling, and requisite surveying and design work. All of that would cost about $25,000, he said. So the board voted Tuesday to send the letter Smith was just reading from to State Senator Walt Helmick, asking him for any help he could offer finding funding for the site exploration. But the money they're looking for isn't just for site exploration. In addition to the $25,000, the PSD is also looking for $50,000 to cover the first year of hiring a project coordinator to manage this controversial regional sewer project. At a previous meeting, the board interviewed two candidates who applied for that job, Kermit Friel of Slaty Fork and Chris Rush of Green Bank. After a brief executive session Tuesday night, the PSD voted to offer the job to Friel if funding becomes available. The letter they plan to send Mr. Friel says that he is not employed by the PSD at this time, but that the board plans to hire him if funding comes through. Another possible alternate site for the treatment plant also was discussed Tuesday night. A piece of ground near the Rail Authority site, this one owned by Beckwith Lumber Company. But board member Scott Milliken seemed to rule that site out.
There's number four with the landowner, so as far as I'm concerned, that site is not an option.
Milliken said project engineer Ken Moran with Thrasher Engineering had offered that site on a short list of possible sites, but since then, Milliken has talked with the landowner, Ralph Beckwith, and after that conversation, he feels the property should be ruled out because the landowner is not willing for that site to be used. A question from the audience came at that point. David Fleming, a computer programmer who lives at Cass, started following this story early last year. Since then, he has established the website SaveTheSharpFarm.org, which advocates abandoning the Sharp Farm site, the site currently slated to be the future home of the treatment plant. Members of the Sharp family have made it clear they do not want the plant to go on their land, and eminent domain would likely have to be used to acquire the 9-acre field on Route 219 just south of Sharp's Country Store and Bed and Breakfast. Fleming reacted to Milliken's statement that the Beckwith site is off the table because of lack of rapport with the landowner.
I have a question. How is that any different from the Sharp Farm site?
Milliken explained the history of the short list of possible sites and how the Beckwith site was considered before he had talked with Ralph Beckwith about the land. That didn't satisfy Fleming's question, but after a follow-up, PSD attorney Tom Michael recommended that the board not discuss land acquisition options in public session.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to advocate going after somebody else's land, but just curious your rationale for why you wouldn't consider that because it was another landowner.
I would recommend to the board that we not discuss the content of negotiations regarding property acquisition with the landowner in a public session. Which means we can't answer your question, sir.
In past meetings, the board has met in executive session or closed session to discuss the acquisition of property. Acquiring property, including the possible use of eminent domain to acquire the Sharp site, has become one of the central issues of this project. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Dooley.